Thank you for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat more slowly your name so I can write it down?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Nikki.
Nikki. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
That's N-I-C-K-I or N-I-K-K-I or what?
Yes, ma'am. N-I-K-K-I.
Okay. Nikki, my name is Sally Stein. I just received a credit card bill and was struck by the fact that there were identical charges, one to something I didn't recognize in Florida called New Deals, and the same charge of $49.97 to Save Direct, which I also recognize, on 118. And what's very interesting is you guys use the same music to keep people holding, but in the case of your business, I was held for 11 minutes. In the other case, it was only 2 minutes. So, and it was the same actually recording and male voice in the recording saying, would you please hold them, blah, blah, blah. So it really, since the charges are identical, I began to think, is this really the same business, but going to do, but in any case, I don't recognize the name of the business or the charge, and I'm questioning it.
Okay.
Are we there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. You were questioning about the charges on your account. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes. I don't recognize the validity. I don't recognize the business or what the charge is about for $49.97. That's 4997. And it's on 118.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry that you've been charged the $49.97. But what I can do for you, I can be able to look up your account for you. Would that be okay?
I would hope so.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So what do you want from me, Nikki?
Yes, ma'am. Can I please have your zip code?
90004. That's 930 and a 4. My
yes,
name
ma'am.
Is Sally.
Okay, you say your name is Sally?
Stein is the last name. S-T-E-I-N.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And can you verify your shipping address for me?
229 South Ardmore Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90004 is the zip code, which I already gave you.
Yes, ma'am. And is this going to be for the Wi-Fi booster and the foot massager?
The foot massager was free, ma'am, and I had already paid for the booster. So I don't understand what this is about. The foot massager was a free for taking a survey. So $49.97, what, pray tell, is that for?
Okay, now let me just take a look at your account. Just give me one moment, please.
Yes. This is really a scam and bull. I'm going to call California Consumer Authority. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry about the wait. Just give me one moment. I'm just taking a look at your account, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Okay, ma'am, you still there?
I am.
Okay, I do apologize. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. And how has you enjoyed the foot massager and the Wi-Fi booster so far?
The foot massager did not work. I got it for a friend who is suffering from Parkinson's disease, and because he has pains in his feet, but he just left and said, this doesn't even work. So it was a bum present. So I'm not I was a little embarrassed, but I said, it's okay, because it just costs postage. Don't worry about it. He said, shall I throw it away because it's not working, even after you put batteries or something into it? I said, yeah, throw it away. It was just the postage. It was meant as a good deed, trying to help you. So I really don't understand what the F is going on. I did not spend $49.97 for a foot massager, Nikki.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that. What you had to pay was the $7.45, which was the shipping and handling charge, and that was for the Wi-Fi booster. And after that, you was like on a monthly subscription and had to pay the...
subscription. Nikki, listen really carefully. I never want to hear from you guys again. I think there's a scam going on between this company you're working for and the one supposedly located in Florida called New Deals. But in any case, cancel me and give me a credit for the subscription. I don't want it. I never signed up for a subscription. Nikki, are you listening?
Yes, ma'am, I am listening to you. Now, what I can do for you, I can offer you a 35% discount on all future charges.
No, not on all future charges. Cancel permanently. Zero. Nikki, are you getting this?
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. And once again, I do apologize about this experience, but I can offer you a 50% discount on all future charges.
On future charges? I don't want a 50% discount on future charges. I never want to be charged by you again, by your company, not you.
Okay, so you won't be able to have to pay the $49.97. I can give you the 50% discount, which is way cheaper than what you had to pay. And you can be able to get your refund back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, but I never want to see a charge from this company again. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. Now, I can apply. Go ahead.
I never want to see another charge from this company called Save Direct. Stop.
Yes, ma'am.
How do I speak this? I think we're speaking the same language, but we're not communicating.
Yes, ma'am. What I can do for you, ma'am, which I understand is suspense what you're going through, because I'll be upset myself. Now, I can offer you my discount, which is 75%. Normally, I don't do this, but I would do it for you.
One second, Nikki. 75% refund on the $49.97? Is that what you're saying? Or on
yes, ma'am.
Future?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want anything. I never want to see from this again in the future. If I do, I'm going to contact the California Consumer Authority about this kind of scamming. I want my name removed from the rolls of your company, Nikki. Are you getting that?
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. Now, you're not going to, go ahead.
Future, not at discount, not at anything.
Yes, ma'am. Now, just give me one moment, okay? Let me go ahead and get some information. Just give me one moment.
Jesus, God.
Okay, ma'am, just give me one moment. I'm still trying to get that information. Just give me one moment, please.
I want to be canceled from your list, and I want a refund for this bullshit that was already charged to me.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. Just give me one moment, please.
All right.
Okay, ma'am, it's gonna be one moment. I'm still waiting on response from my supervisor, and it's just gonna take one moment, please.
Okay, tell your supervisor that if I don't get satisfaction, there's going to be an article about this company in the Los Angeles Times where I write. Do you understand this?
Yes, ma'am, I most definitely understand this. Just give me one moment, please. Okay, ma'am. So what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account and go ahead and issue you a refund, okay? Just give me one moment. Let me go ahead and notate that for you, okay?
Okay, Nikki.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I'm holding.
Okay, ma'am, you there?
I am here.
Okay, now I do see that your account has already been canceled out and you already have received your refund. And that was as of today. And you should receive your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
And the refund is for how much?
Okay, let me take a look here for $17.49.
But one second, that's what I was told when I said, there's a very surprising, peculiar coincidence, because that's exactly what I was told by this other company that was charging the same amount. Are you part of the same company, New Deals and Save Direct, and I'm getting double charged by you guys?
Now, we are a third-party call center that vary different products. That means we sell like different products for different things.
No, they told me it was also for this router thing. So, but they didn't mention the foot thing. I want to be off your list, and I will take the $17, even though I think I'm really deserving of a complete refund. But I never want to see anything from this company again. And I understand you're a subcontracting service. So I'm not blaming you directly, but I want to make sure that I am off the list.
Yes, ma'am. You won't be able to give Josh anything in the near future. And once again, I do apologize. Go ahead.
Rest of this century, and by, and you know, I'll be dead before the end of this century. I don't want to ever see anything from you guys again, from this company for which you're subcontracting as a call center employee. Thank you. Yes, I hope that I don't ever have to call you again, because by the way, I'm hearing the same music and the same male voice on both of these calls, which makes the whole thing sound a little suspicious. But whatever, everyone has to try to make a living. I understand that. I wish you a good day and a good year. Starting tomorrow, it's the year of the tiger in the Chinese Lunar New Year. My Chinese friends tell me. Goodbye.
Okay, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.